Random House Audio presents The Setup Man by T.T. Munday. Read for you by Bruce Thomas. Chapter 1. My dad wasn't a ball player. In his teens, he did some boxing. But he spent his adult life in the straight world, inspecting aircraft welds at the McDonnell Douglas plant in Long Beach. He told me that if I wanted to make easy money, and he always believed this was the best kind of money to make, I should look into relief pitching. I remember one afternoon we were sitting in the den watching the Dodgers get clobbered by the Cincinnati Reds on TV. A left-handed reliever named Matt Young had just bounced a curveball off the plate, walking home a run. "Look at this fool," Dad said. "Guy couldn't find the strike zone with a pebble. He works 10 minutes a day and he's making a killing. I bet his kids will never have to work a day in their lives." Dad was almost correct. This was 1987, a few years before the agents grabbed the owners by the balls and journeymen like Matt Young started buying vacation homes with cash. I did some research. And in 1987, the Dodgers paid Matt Young $350,000. He appeared in 47 games, pitched 54 innings, and posted an earned run average of 4.47. Believe it or not, those are decent numbers. I put up a similar line last year. But times have changed. Last year, I made $1.5 million. My name is Johnny Adcock. I am a 35-year-old American man, 6 feet 2 inches tall, 190 pounds, with a cholesterol count on the high end of normal. Women have told me I'm handsome.